a programming note, I will not be here next week because I am going to the Leather Weather Weekend at the Hara Hotel.
Look at that.
Yeah, so...
So we might get some content on Big Fatty's show. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You know, sometimes when he's in the Hara Hotel or whatever he calls it, yeah, he'll do one of those shows where everybody's in his room, bobo honking while he's recording. While he's
podcasting, yep.
Well,
yep.
Would you be involved with that?
That really depends on who would be there.
Like, well, you know who's usually there.
I mean. Like, yeah, you know, probably, I don't know. Probably not. Probably not.
Okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We might get some content on Big Fatty's show.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4679. LBFO for Thursday, the 15th of January, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I got lots of things to update you on, including... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. We hear it.
Say in your Chevrolet, America's asking you to call.
Hello, oysters. Big Fatty, is that like oysters? America's nothing like oysters. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're hoisters today, because quite a few people are hoisting it over to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex for the Leather Weather Weekend. Granny and I... planning to leave about 9 a.m. in the morning, get there just before noon or so, and y'all then gotta get to work, getting ready for everybody else. I know I got word on hump day that Daniel Biba was going to be arriving before happy hour, and y'all I'll have to tell you about all the crap that I'm taking. Big Fatty,
so make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Oh, great.
Earl Grey.
Earl Grey. I knew there was something about you.
Earl Grey, hot.
Of course it's hot. What do you want in it?
Nothing.
I'd like to get my hands on that fellow Earl Grey and tell him a thing or two.
Earl Grey never fails.
Yeah, I guess y'all got in the e-letters, because I had selected to have e-letter notifications only. Y'all got the insurance. Got the insurance bill for Earl Grey for 20 and 26. It goes into effect the 17th of February. Big Fatty, February, that's so question month. Well, we have not received official word yet. They're very busy at the so-so question desk. Yes, Big Fatty, probably disassembling it. Well, could be. But anyway, we'll let you know when we hear. The insurance is it's only going up a little over $100, maybe $150, which the way insurance has just been crazy, I tell you. I was expecting more than that. Y'all, I don't know what you pay for insurance, but for Earl Grey, Big Fatty's yearly premium will be $1,925.98. Big Fatty, are you going to round it up for the charity? No. So that's all they're getting. Yes, Big Fatty. While I'm talking about Earl Grey, y'all, I have so much to pack into the back of Earl Grey. Plus, I talked to Granny, And he has got so much. Y'all, we didn't think we were going to have anything for the leather market. Y'all, between Granny and I, we'll make $3,000 selling everything for a quarter. But y'all, Earl Grey is going to be so packed in the back. Y'all, I hadn't even begun packing. And I'll pick Granny up 9 a.m. in the morning on Thursday. But y'all, I have got items to give away. I've got a table. I have got a table linen. I've got refreshments. I've got the computer. I've got popcorn. We're going to give away a little miniature bags of popcorn. What else is that? We've got the computer. I said the computer already. Y'all, then I've got my valise. I've got the special chaya. I have got, y'all, my wedge pillow to lift me up. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, kind of like a hoist in the bed so I sleep better. I've got, what else have I got in there? Oh, the special rug that I take over there so the Tootsies don't get cold in the morning. And, y'all, and who knows what I haven't listed. I think I'm about as prepared as I can get. Y'all, speaking of Earl Grey, let's do this. I guess y'all stopped and filled up Earl Grey with petroleum products, $2.27 a gallon, which I would normally say that's pretty good. But based on yesterday's gas report, that's 50 cents cheaper. I mean, more expensive than that gas out there from Dennis in the Colorado Springs. Big Fatty, did you ever find out where he was from? I didn't. And y'all, when I was pumping the gas, I like to top it off. And y'all, I went to top it off, and it shot out all over me. Y'all, it was a good thing that I was away from an open flame. Yes, Big Fatty, because you're always gassy. No, because I had gasoline on me. Oh, same thing, both ways. But I always reset my, what do you call that, the mileage. And y'all, I was driving back to the villa, and y'all, I about started Shark Week right there. Y'all, I'm going to put a picture up of my gas mileage as I was returning to the villa. Yes, Big Fatty! Look at my list here. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's see. Oh, y'all, on Monday, before I went and got my ink cartridge, after my haircut and before the ink cartridge, y'all, I went by the Home Depot. Now, I know that there are those out there that are gasping and grasping their pearls, but y'all, I couldn't find what I wanted at the Lowell's. So I stopped by the Home Depot. Y'all, they had exactly what I was looking for. And I bought another little tree to go out behind the villa to replace the one that died. I already had one, but this one was bigger. So what I decided to do is I'm going to put the bigger one beside the surviving tree. Oh yes, Big Fatty. Did you sign the book? I'm going to move the new one that I've already planted over to a little area a little bit closer to the carport. But y'all, I needed to be able to run my my uh, uh, what do you call that, irrigation hose over there. And y'all, I just wasn't finding the right connectors and everything at the Lowell's, but they had them at the at the Home Depot. So I got those, and y'all, you know, they don't sell just small pieces of the tubing and all. So I had to buy a big old hoop of that. They did sell 20-foot long pieces, but y'all, how do you get that home? How do you get it home? And y'all, it was about the same price as the 100 feet of it. So I just got the 100 feet of it. It was $15. It didn't break the bank or anything. But so that is a proyek, as they say out there. Anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, excuse me, it's not Papa Throat. That's later this week. Yes, Big Fatty. I went to Shady Pines, and y'all, they had changed the menu, but y'all, they had kept Brufkus for supper on the menu, and y'all, that's what I had. And y'all, it was so good. It was two pancakes, scrambled eggs, and it's supposed to be a rasher of bacon, which is normally three pieces. Y'all, they snuck an extra piece in for me. And some syrup. Y'all, I don't like to pour syrup on my pancakes. I like to taste the butter more than the syrup, but I'll kind of just dab it in the syrup. Just, you know, not every bite, but every few bites. Just because that's the way Big Fatty is. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, I got home, and I was getting situated, and I sat down to watch the news, and I just said, you know, I don't think I want to do that. So, y'all, I didn't turn the TV machine on at all. I don't remember. I think I was getting stuff ready for the leather weather weekend. But y'all read a little bit, and it played a little Candy Crush when I didn't turn the TV machine on. Y'all, I did get a phone call from Mr. Tim Kumar. You know, he's the patron saint of the BFO. And y'all, he was calling to tell me that I really needed to see the show out there. It's called the Heated Rivalry. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Hunka hunka. Y'all, they had a little preview of one of the actors, and those are some pretty bodies. Big Fatty, kind of like leather weather. No, there won't be any pretty bodies at that. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Anyway, let's see, what was I saying? That's what I did. Y'all, slept like a baby. Didn't get down quite as cold. Only went down to around 40 on hump day night. Y'all that was Tuesday night. Got up on hump day morning. Had my breakfast. Did my puzzles. Read the paper. Had my coffee. And then it was off. I was off from the morning nipple walk. Did just Fat Acres, because y'all, I knew I was going to be doing lots of running around, getting packed and everything, packing the Earl Grey and all. I went by, I picked up the nip. Oh, while I was out walking, I was walking the outer ring, and y'all, I saw young Jonathan out packing, putting boxes of stuff in his truck. And I thanked him again for the party on Friday and wished him good luck and gave him a goodbye hug. And then picked up the nip, and we were off to get Earl Grey washed. And then we went to the Vons East. Yes, Big Fatty. Do As I do on hump day, went to the Von Zeese. Big Fatty, you're going out of town. Well, there were things that were on sale that I wanted to get. Okay, Big Fatty. Y'all, they had the Ben and Jerry's ice cream. It was buy one, get one free. And I got the Stephen Colbert and the Jimmy Fallon flavors. I don't remember the names of them. Y'all, you know, you've heard me talk about the Wright's bacon. Y'all, it's delicious. It's delicious. The Applewood. And they've come out with Applewood sausage links, smoked sausage links, and they were buy one, get one free, so I thought I'd give it a try. Y'all, they've got this frozen soup that they've got a gumbo, a clam chowder, and a lobster bisque. That's with a Q. Y'all, they were on sale, buy one, get one free. So, no, they weren't. They were just on sale. And so, y'all, I got the gumbo and I got the lobster bisque. So I got that, one lobster and one gumbo. Y'all, I picked up a container of Mexican street cone dip. They did have the Wright's bacon also on sale, and so I picked up a package of that. Y'all, they had the Stacy's Simply Naked bagel crisp on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got that. Y'all picked up some Oots. It's the Oots potato chips to include one of the dill pickle flavor. You know, that's Dr. Stone's favorite. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the family size lemon Oreos. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all, they had the Orville Redenbacher bags of popcorn. Buy one, get one free. And so, y'all, I picked up four different boxes of that. We're going to hand those out at the weather weekend. And then, y'all, that's it. Y'all, I spent $61.42, but I saved $49.91. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all got home and put my provisions into the larder, and y'all, I've been washing clothes, and I've got the valise out, and I've packed some of it and pulled out different outfits that I'll be wearing. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the fashionista, the leather weather fashionista. Well, you know, you never know. And so, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all will, I'll be telling you about the leather weather schedule on tomorrow's little show. And I've got some voice letters also I want to share with you. Y'all, I can tell you, Thursday evening is the kickoff party over at the Capri Lounge. And y'all, I think there are about 25 rooms that are already rented for Thursday night, and there are still rooms available, but limited supply. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix, and Adam, is there anything that you would like to say?
We might get some content on Big Fatty's show.
Oh, huge. Pipe dreams, you're reaching for the stars. Don't count on it.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331.
Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.